When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Delph.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We start in South Beach, where NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero is reporting that the Dolphins are releasing Tyreek Hill. The star wideout is currently rehabbing from a season-ending knee injury that he suffered on Monday Night Football last September. Pelissero is also reporting that $11 million of Hill's contract would have become fully guaranteed at the end of the month, and it's still uncertain whether or not the five-time All-Pro will be able to return to action in 2026. And more assistant coaching vacancies have been filled throughout the league. Former Seahawks quarterbacks coach Andrew Janoco will join Clint Kubiak in Vegas as their new offensive coordinator. Brian Fleury fills the void in Seattle, landing as their new offensive coordinator. And former Falcons defensive pass game coordinator Mike Rutenberg joins Cleveland as their new defensive coordinator. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Did you know GoodRx can help you save on medication, manage prescriptions, and get trusted health information? If you're one of the millions living with a heart condition, check GoodRx for an easier, more affordable way to manage your health. GoodRx offers common heart medications for under $30. Just search for your prescription, find the best price, then show your pharmacist the GoodRx coupon. And it works whether you have insurance or not. To start saving and better manage your heart health, download the free app or visit GoodRx.com today. GoodRx is not insurance but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising Event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org.
Locally family-owned and operated, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, celebrating 55 years and thanking you for your support. All month long, for every $50 spent, you get $5 off. All brands and products, Wrangler, Carhartt, Levi, work boots, all weather gear, everything in stock. $50 spent, $5 off. And don't forget, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. Thank you for 55 years. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to consider funding visual art in public spaces. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority proposes funding process. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with an inch of rain today. Highs in the low 50s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's discussion items is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding visual art in public places. Chapter 3.21 was adopted by the city in 2005, creating a public art fund that would be used to fund public art projects. However, funds and activity have been limited since 2012. In response to the city's economic plans developed in 2023, staff is proposing to reinstate and amend Chapter 3.21 to provide a structured, sustainable framework for funding, acquiring, and maintaining public art. The funding would be allocated from 0.5% of the current transient occupancy tax revenue, about $50,000 annually. Other amendments to Chapter 3.21 will define administrative roles for procedural development, expand eligible users of public art funds, and establish an annual art plan, and update the process for donations. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will discuss funding for its next fiscal year in its meeting on February 18th. Based on feedback gathered from two workshops held this month, staff is recommending PRAGA to follow the Prop 26 process for funding. Prop 26 would calculate the budget for fiscal year 2026-27 and charge users based on their projected water use. Water use will be estimated based off data from 2024 to 2025. The agenda notes this does not require a landowner protest method for implementation. Staff is recommending the board to not charge de minimis users, but the board will discuss this in tomorrow's meeting. The PRAGA meeting starts at 9 a.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. County Elections Office installs new verification machine. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The San Luis Obispo County Elections Office installed a new piece of equipment to speed up the signature verification process. The Agilis machine will be implemented for the first time this coming primary election, June 2nd. Ballots are fed into the machine, and a camera photographs the signature on the envelope, comparing it to the voter's signature on file. Ballots are sorted by how much the signature lines up, and ones with major issues are sorted separately. Voter office workers will also be verifying signatures. The new system costs $500,000, funded through grant money, and is said to be about five times faster than old equipment. A large section of Highway 1 is closed due to mud and debris from the most recent rains. Caltrans District 5 announced this in its social media platforms and says that the closure is in full effect from Ragged Point Inn in San Luis Obispo County to 1 mile south of Big Sur in Monterey County. Caltrans says that there is no estimated time of reopening. Crews are expected to inspect the roadways this morning for further information and to clear the debris. San Luis Obispo police are seeking assistance at identifying two suspects involved in the theft of a 74-year-old woman's wallet on February 6th. The department says over $5,000 was charged to her cards shortly after the theft. Photographs of the two men are available on the San Luis Obispo Police Department's social media pages. In sports for the NBA, yesterday in the All-Star Round Robin, Team USA Stars beat Team World 37-35. The Stripes over the Stars 42-40. Stripes beat Team World 48-45. Then the Stars over the Stripes 47-21. Games will resume on Thursday. The Clippers will face the Nuggets. The Warriors will go against the Celtics. The Kings will face the Magic. In California news, the CEO of California's High Speed Rail Authority was arrested earlier this month. 57-year-old Ian Choudhury was arrested just after midnight on February 4th after an alleged fight between his fiancée and his 17-year-old daughter. Charges were not filed after Choudhury and his fiancée were booked and released from the Sacramento County main jail. An 80-year-old woman accused of killing a family of four in a car crash may face no jail time. In 2024, 80-year-old Mary Fong Lau was allegedly traveling 70 miles per hour in San Francisco into oncoming traffic in Ulloa Street before driving onto the sidewalk and crashing into a family at a bus station. She pled no contest, and Superior Court Judge Bruce Chen indicated he would not sentence her to any prison time due to her age and lack of any criminal record. Kurt Van Dyke, a 66-year-old California native and Costa Rica resident and well-known California surfer, was found deceased in Costa Rica. Van Dyke was found with strangulation and stab wounds. The investigation is still ongoing. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Over the past decade or so, the cost of producing crops has continued to climb. And yet, the percentage of the food dollar that goes to the farmer hasn't kept pace. Shay Myers of Owyhee Produce says that while factors such as overproduction are contributing to the problem, the current margin squeeze is just not sustainable for American farmers.
In 2018, we figured it cost us $5,500 an acre to grow a crop of onions and put it in a 50-pound bag. That's pushing just over $10,000 an acre today. There's nothing that looks like it's coming down. We've got some great partners at retail that treat us well. But, you know, when you see an onion's average markup is 300 to 500%, probably in the 450% markup range, when you know that you're selling a crop at a loss and it's continuing to sell and quadruple the earnings at retail, it's pretty frustrating. Again, it's our fault for overproducing, but it doesn't remove the frustration when the consumers are paying as much as they are at the register and complaining so much about what their food costs them. And we know that we're essentially giving our onions away for free, yet they continue to pay prices higher than what we ever get in the best of cases.
Myers grows several different crops on his operation, but says today only three can be grown profitably.
Ranchers, when you're buying bulls, you want the ones that'll work where you do. The Oxbow invites you to their annual bull sale Wednesday, March 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Wolf Creek, Montana. This year, selling 75 yearling bulls and 25 rugged two-year-olds raised in rough, steep country. Now, these bulls are zero creep, never pampered on irrigated pastures, just functional cattle built to last. Lunch served at noon. For more information and a catalog, visit oxbowranchangus.com. And you can view bulls online and bid online at superiorlivestock.com.
Every year, humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California's agriculture sector leads the nation due to the state's thriving dairy, cattle, and poultry sectors, all of which rely on veterinarians. However, the U.S. Department of Agriculture last year identified 243 rural veterinary shortage areas across the country, an all-time high, including in counties across California. We currently face a critical shortage of food animal veterinarians nationwide, Gary S. May, Chancellor of the University of California, Davis, said in an Ag Alert commentary. That's why UC Davis is expanding its capacity to train future generations of veterinarians who will return to their communities and serve the state. The campus's veterinary school recently received a $120 million gift from philanthropists Joan and Sanford I. Whale. May said the funding will be used to expand its impact by training these future doctors, advancing large-scale animal care, and strengthening California's health and agricultural future at an unprecedented scale. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy today with about an inch of rain, highs in the low 50s, southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tonight, then partly cloudy skies overnight, lows in the mid-30s, west winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is showers early on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, half inch of showers Monday and Tuesday. Low 50s Thursday, mid 50s Friday, upper 50s on Saturday, low 60s Sunday and Monday, 58 a week from today. Currently it is 44 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builder confidence declined this month. Builders are expressing concerns about affordability. The National Association of Home Builders report for February found its members still need to offer discounts to home buyers at the same time they are paying more for construction and land. The group's chief economist, Robert Dietz, does see inflation easing in the future, allowing for lower interest rates for buyers and builders. Apple shares are up more than 1%. Analysts at Wedbush say Apple will finally get into artificial intelligence this year. Wedbush says a revamped Siri is one of the most important technology rollouts in the company's history. And the Wall Street Journal says Genuine Auto Parts is looking to split into two companies, NAPA and Motion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Living well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Unwind with Social Hour at Cello Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. In 2020, she and her husband took the reins, inheriting not just a business, but a legacy built on relationships and care. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work? The pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is the Business Owner Workshop, and it's coming your way this coming Thursday from 3 to 5, and it'll take place at the San Luis Obispo Farm Bureau, that's on Morabito Place in San Luis. The clear path to build a business worth keeping or selling. This is a high-impact program for established businesses. For more information, call Central Coast Value Network. That's 805-270-0007.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Hi, this is Tristan from Roosters Firearms. Hunters, marksmen, and long-range shooters, the wait is over. Roosters Firearms is now your official dealer of Fierce Firearms. Experience the precision, performance, and custom quality of Fierce rifles, built to thrive in the toughest conditions and with the accuracy you can count on in the field or at the range. Our knowledgeable and helpful staff will help you find the perfect Fierce rifle, set you up with the right optics and accessories, and make sure you're ready for your next hunt or competition. To celebrate our new partnership, we're offering exclusive calibers and a custom long-range package ready for even the most challenging conditions. Discover the latest models and calibers in-store today. Fierce Firearms, built to perform for those who demand the best, now available at Roosters Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton. Stop by Roosters Firearms today or call 805-369-6242 to experience your hands-on demo today.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Yesterday, we began the story of Ollie Boatman, a 13-year-old girl who, along with her 7-year-old sister, were kidnapped by the Indians. We'll conclude that story today. Mrs. Oatman and their 7 children decided with several other families to move from Illinois to what is now southwestern Arizona in search of a promised land. Because of disputes and the fear of Indians, the Oatmans were alone by the time they left Tucson, Arizona territory. On the evening of February 18, 1851, a group of Indians approached the Oatmans' campsite asking for food. Without warning, the 19 Yavapai Indians killed the parents and 4 of the children. A boy left for dead was later rescued, and 13-year-old Olive and her 6-year-old sister were kidnapped. During the 100-mile journey to the Indian village, they were regularly beaten, but that was nothing compared to the treatment they received once they arrived at the Indian village. They were made to walk on hot coals and poked with sticks. They were treated as slaves, being beaten when they didn't work hard enough. Eventually, they were sold to the Mojave Indians. During a 10-day trek, they were fed only once. Olive's sister died. But once Olive arrived in the village, she was treated as an equal. As was the Mojave custom, Olive was given tribal tattoos on her chin. Olive learned not to try to escape when another captive tried and she was crucified. After 5 years, news of her captivity filtered to Fort Yuma and she was traded for some trinkets. Olive lived to be 65. Even with a tattooed chin throughout her life, she was a delicate, ladylike person. And although she never spoke of it publicly, it is thought she left behind two sons in the Indian village. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Bastrop City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's discussion items is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding visual art in public places. Funds and activity for public art projects have been limited since 2012. Staff is proposing to provide a structured, sustainable framework for funding, acquiring, and maintaining public art. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo police are seeking assistance in identifying two suspects involved in the theft of a 74-year-old woman's wallet on February 6th. The department says over $5,000 was charged to her card shortly after the theft. Photographs of the two men are available on the San Luis Obispo Police Department's social media pages. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with an inch of rain today with highs in the low 50s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pappas. Second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran over their nuclear program lasting about 3 hours today in Geneva, Switzerland.
We do know from Iran's foreign minister, who just released a statement, that principles of understanding were agreed to with the United States. Now, Iranian state media says that technical details were discussed, including Iran's nuclear program, with uranium enrichment and stockpile levels being covered.
That's Fox's Trey Inkson. Tel Aviv civil rights champion, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, dies today at the age of 84. He created the Rainbow Push Coalition based in Chicago.
That is the unfinished business that I'm about, fighting for equal opportunity for all Americans and peace in the world.
He ran for president in 1984 and 88. America's listening to Fox News.
February is heating up at Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Every Thursday in February from 5 to 8 p.m., the cash keeps climbing. The first three Thursdays, three winners will each take home cold, hard cash. It all leads up to the grand finale when the keys could be yours. The final Thursday in February, two winners will each win a Cadillac. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help. North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. 100% chance of more of that wet stuff coming today. And getting a little windy, up to 30 miles per hour out of the southwest. Highs in the low 50s. More rain tonight, 98% chance. And then clouds overnight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For your Wednesday, we'll have, well, just a little bit of clouds and low 50s. Rain coming back Thursday morning. And that's about a 95% chance. High right around 50, then partly cloudy Friday, mid-50s, upper 50s Saturday, Sunday, low 60s cloudy. Showers coming Monday right now at 50%, Tuesday as well, about 55 to 60%, and those highs both days in the upper 50s to low 60s. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down we go, 6:48 a.m., 5:47 p.m., we're at 45 degrees, and also let me know, this has been updated, our season's total is 13 and 19 hundredths. So, oh, wait a minute. A little bit more. No, that's it. So that's where we are at as far as the rain for the season's total. Okay, protecting what matters. It's loaded and it's weather permitting because Barry lives out in the boondocks and the roads can just, go south very quickly. So we'll see with all the wet rain. Well, of course, rain is wet. Because of all the rain we've had, it wouldn't take much for the roads to be back where they were a few years ago. But in the meantime, scheduled is Rich Farini, general manager out there at Allegretto. And you'll find out some amazing things about Allegretto. One is it's one of the largest employers in the North County and also a lot of career opportunities and great training and benefits. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Rebecca Kosnick, trustee of Tascadero School Board, and Rosalind Hansen. She is the National Director of Development for Moms for Liberty, Growth of Charter Schools and Homeschooling, schooling, Next Steps in the Battle Against Boys in the Girls' Locker Rooms and Bathrooms, and also the challenges of Internet and AI policy for the kids. All right, there you have it. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. Join us, and you can change the subject. Matter of fact, we appreciate changing the subject. That's why it's freedom of speech, and sometimes the subject can be changed in the same conversation. It's an amazing process, folks. I tell you, it's founding fathers would be absolutely proud.
When you hear the Morning Exchange,
listen to the sound of the American heart.
KPRL.
Alrighty, let's see here. On the text, having lost the trust of the citizens, Pastor Robles spending money on art only invokes suspicion. Well, that goes back quite a few years, and we will see. This has to do with the topic that we've talked a little bit about this morning. That is the law in California, and that has to do with the California End of Life Option Act that went into effect in 2016. This option allows for eligible terminally ill adult with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live to request and receive a prescription from their doctor that they can self-ingest to peacefully end their suffering. On the text, I got one here is, if they believe in the Bible, they wouldn't kill themselves. Well, none of us, I think it was the last hour, a gentleman called, said, you know, we won't know until we get there. And just to be perfectly, I guess, frank about it is, does that mean that somebody wouldn't do it maybe because they want others to suffer less? In other words, their loved ones and so forth? And could it be an issue of not wanting to have to spend any more money on being taken care of if you know the end is inevitable? Obviously a personal decision, and for some, a very religious reason. So anyway, everybody has their own thoughts and beliefs. Always interesting topic. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, that report that Chris gave earlier about the family in San Francisco that was run over by the elderly woman. The fellow that was killed was a very good friend of one of my sons.
Wow.
They lived together in San Francisco. They both were our directors at Apple, and I mean, it was an incredibly sad story, and it's incredibly sad. You know, sometimes you talk about, you know, it's just somebody's time. Evidently, it was their anniversary, and he had just sold their car. They were getting a new car, so they were without a car, and they decided that they would go to the zoo to celebrate their anniversary with their 1-year-old child and their 4-year-old. And so they were. That's the reason why they were at this. You know, this bus stop, you know, and this woman, you know, nobody can get a straight story out of it. You know, says something about that she meant to hit the brake and she hit the accelerator, but, you know, to get up to 68 miles per hour, you had to be doing that, you know, a fair length of time, it's sad when number one, you talk about just it being people's time, and you talk about an incredibly horrible set of circumstances that led up to it, but also, you know, the penalty that she received, you know, is kind of tantamount to a slap on the wrist. You know, she's given probation because she's 80, and they said that if they put her in jail, that, you know, she would probably end up dying in jail. I mean, that's incredibly sad, but you know, what is the right punishment? You know, is your age, should that be a factor?
I would say no.
I would too, and it was really interesting reading the blog because it was just reported yesterday in a San Francisco blog that my wife happened to look up, and there was 400 blog, you know, responses, and pretty much all of them were, you know, the same opinion, you know, that, you know, age shouldn't have been a factor into deciding on the, you know, what the final penalty was. But anyhow, it just, you know, the sorrow behind it is just so heavy, and yet, you know, you talk about situations of, you know, what, why, how, you know.
Well, anyways, look what she did afterwards. Do you know what she did?
She unloaded a bunch of property and stuff to other people in the family, I guess, so that it couldn't be taken.
Right. So she transferred millions of dollars worth of real estate property she owned into a new limited liability company and sold off other properties to third parties, including her son-in-law. So this is not this is not a nice lady.
No, and you know, I'm sure they probably have a very big family and have some very intelligent people who could kind of advise her what to do with her properties and things of this sort. And I don't know, it's just the whole thing is just so tragic and so sad. My son said that fellow was just a really smart, you know, nice fellow, actually originally from Spain. And anyhow, you know, it's just, I don't want to drag it out other than just to say, you know, sometimes what is right isn't very clear, but it seems to be clear, but things get twisted somehow.
Because, again, like we said in the beginning, the age doesn't matter. The message needs to be sent not only to her, but also others.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, they talk about blind justice. I mean, you know, it shouldn't be related to your nationality or your background or your age or anything, you know. But you certainly get the sense that there was something that went on that into this decision process that wasn't quite above board. Don't know.
No, it's you know, these stories. But, you know, it goes back to something, and I don't believe this, and I think it's just, well, I shouldn't say just. People may believe it, but I don't. When they say, well, it was their time. I think I think that we in America say that to think that we're soothing somebody when we say that. I just don't buy it. I mean,
I don't know, you know, I mean, I agree with you, you know, but on the one hand, I agree with you. On the other hand, I mean, the coincidences that went together to cause this to happen is so hard to put together, you know, and add up that you got to wonder.
But you can say that, let's see. Well, if the dad hadn't taken such a long shower, they would have been at that location at a different time. You can play all those little games, but just in the basic statement, well, it was their time. Really, it was your time. Another example would be somebody, you know, you're walking down the street and somebody shoots you and kills you. Well, it was his time. No, I don't buy that.
Well, no, I can understand it. I agree with you to that aspect as well, because you're right. Everything we do, you know, really comes down to seconds, to minutes, or even seconds, you know, and It's just been a hard thing to put together, and it's just a terribly tragic and sad story. But the penalty doesn't seem quite right.
Nope, it's not at all. She, you know, for her age, there's a picture of her here, and she looks pretty healthy for a lady her age. So she may have, 10 or 15 more years where she'll be able to have a nice meal and laugh and spend time with her family, where this family is gone and their parents have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a family of four people that were really nice people that, I don't know, I keep going over and over it in my head every time I hear about it and think about it. I kind of had put it behind me, because I didn't know him, but my son did very closely, and I know how he felt, just so traumatic, you know. But yes, no, you're right, and there, hopefully, there maybe be still some more determinations relating to this case, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, I just got an email from an attorney. It says, heard you mention the old lady driver transferred property, et cetera, et cetera. Those transfers are likely voidable. Well, again, this is an assumption. You and I aren't attorneys, that it would be up to the family members to do something about that, because I don't know if the courts would do that automatically, because it's obvious what she did.
I don't know. I haven't asked my son if he knows the family, the extended family or not. But I, especially judging by the blog, pretty much everybody felt the same way that you do, and I do, so I would think the family may very well look into other avenues here. So
yeah, it's. I know they want to get it over with.
Yeah. Well, again, bottom line, I guess, among other things, is just enjoy every day, right?
Yep, that's it. All right, sir.
Yeah, take care.
You too. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We had somebody trying to get in. You still have the opportunity to get in. We have a few minutes left. What kind of car was this lady driving? I have no idea. Chris, does it mention what kind of car she was driving?
Probably does somewhere, but not where I checked.
I don't see it. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was just calling in to let Daffy know and everybody that the top of the Fremont Marquee sign fell down this morning.
The what sign?
The Marquee, the top of the Fremont Theater.
Oh,
the Marquee.
In St. Louis.
Yeah, Daffy called in about a month ago, maybe, that it was cracked up there, he noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke to them about the dangers of it falling down. Well, it fell down this morning when I got to town. The road's blocked off right now.
Oh, boy. Hopefully nobody was injured.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They just had the road closed, so I couldn't get too close. But I will email you a picture of it this morning when I get into the office.
Since you're down, been down there, and since Daffy calls, because it probably brought your attention, that there was any markings of something maybe going on with it to fix it or anything like that?
No, I was going to send you a picture of it, because Daffy said he didn't have the capabilities to send you a picture. It wasn't cracked on the west side of the sign, but it was cracked on the east side pretty good. You could see the rebar in there. But, Daffy had warned them about a month ago, I remember. And so this morning when I got into that intersection there at Santa Rosa, the road was closed, and then I looked up and took a picture of the piece that had fallen off that Daffy was concerned about.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, hey. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank Daffy for that. But we'll see what happens if it made it to the local news.
All righty. 238-577-5238-KPRL. I got this in that you probably have heard of the Nick Shirley, that investigative reporter who kind of blew things open in Minnesota. Well, he's been in California, and he's exposing voter fraud. He's exposing voter fraud. And he visited locations from California voter rolls, and not one location could even verify its voter rolls. How about that? Hmm. Irregularities in voter numbers per location. 30-plus people registered to one mail store. Voter inaccuracy, aged, for example, 125 years old. And this is probably going to get bigger. More voter fraud. We have the financial financial fraud, but now this. And Orange County Register of Voters, Robert Page, he has been filed against for refusing to hand over records showing non-citizens are registered to vote and receiving ballots in federal elections. This is not a surprise, though. Not a surprise at all. All right, just a couple of minutes left here on the Morning Exchange on the Right Choice. What kind of, oh, no, I already got that one. Don't know. And anyway, well, that's interesting about could be avoidable or likely avoidable. I wonder if that will take place. Well, on this day in 1933, the Blaine Act, it passed by the United States Senate, leading to the end of probation of alcohol in the United States. Of course, the federal probation had been in effect per the 18th Amendment since 1920, and while it did not prohibit the consumption of alcohol, it did ban the sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcoholic beverages. And as we all know, the mob and all the, or maybe they weren't criminals at the time, but they became criminals under the law that the government decided they would do, which they created the problems themselves. All right, I've heard of this, but since I've never read a comic book in my life, the comic book BC premieres. It was created by American cartoonist Johnny Hart, and it was called BC. It follows cavemen and animals of prehistoric times. It ran until 2007. I did not, well, I wouldn't have known because I didn't read that stuff. Chris, did you read comic books?
Or not growing up, no. But I have just a few lying around in my room that I've read.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's it. Comics, they still may be. I have no idea. But one time they were pretty big. Of course, we didn't have social media. And now people don't know how to read. So it might be a difficult combination to do that. All right, we are done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A large section of Highway 1 has closed due to mud and debris from the most recent rains. Caltrans District 5 announced this in a full closure from Ragged Point Inn in San Luis Obispo County to 1 mile south of Big Sur Inn in Monterey County. San Luis Obispo County Elections Office installed a new piece of equipment to speed up the signature verification process. The Agilis machine will be implemented this time, coming into the June 2nd primary election. The machine and camera photographs the signature on the envelope, comparing it to the voter's signature on file. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with an inch of rain today, highs in the low 50s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, Barry, this afternoon, weather permitting, he'll have on Rich Verini, general manager out there at the beautiful Allegretto. You'll find out it's one of the largest employers in the North County and lots of great career opportunities. And then Rebecca Kosnick, and she's from the Atascadero School Board, and Rosalind Hansen, National Director of Development, Moms for Liberty. Enjoy that. Be careful on the roads. Watch for the weather. We're back tomorrow.
Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local, why don't you? And continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.